Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Kuf Tez Zayin in Masechet Shabbos, the 178th daf in Shas. We pick up two lines from the bottom on Kuf Tez Vav Amud Beis. Our daf yesterday for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bishalach was discussing the size of Parshios that one is required to save from a fire on Shabbos. That was the bottom of Kuf Tez Vav Amud Beis. And we discussed a parsha that has 85 letters, like Vayehi ben Saharon, is already a parsha that is required to be saved. The Gemara elaborates now on the parsha Vayehi ben Saharon. Tanu Rabbanan Vayehi ben Saharon Vayom Moshe. Parsha zu asa la Kadosh Baruch Hu simanios milamala ulamata. Those parshios are surrounded with signs, what we refer to as the backward nuns, from above and the top. Lomar she'ein zu mekoma, to tell us that really Vayehi ben Saharon should not be mentioned over there. The Gemara will explain why, if it wasn't the chronological order, was Vayehi ben Saharon put specifically in that place in Parshas Baalos Chala. Rebbe Yomer lo min Hashem uzet, that is not the reason it is set off by those opposite nuns, to show that's a separate parsha. El v'pnei she'sefer choshev hu b'fnei atzmo. Because to show that it stands as a significant sefer by itself. The Gemara now analyzes. K'man oz l'had amr b'shmuel bar Nachman amr b'yonasan. Who does the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman in the name of Yonasan follow when we quote the pasuk in Mishlei that begins in Perek Tes? Chochmos bonsa Vesa chotzva amudeha shiva, that there are seven pillars in the house described in Mishlei. Elu shivei sifrei Torah. These are the seven sifrei Torah. Now here the Gemara says immediately, what are seven sifrei Torah? Kiman ki Rebbe, it will follow Rebbe. If you learn Vayehi ben Saharon as a separate parsha, so then you've added another few parshios in the Torah. You have the Sefer of Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar. Now you have the first half of Bamidbar, then Vayehi ben Saharon, and then you have what comes after it. So that means that there are two more Sifarim than you normally count, and that equals seven. Kiman ki Rebbe, that follows Rebbe. Man tana de polagala de Rebbe, who disagrees with Rebbe, Shimon Gamliel. It's Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. The Sanya, we learn in the Brice of Shimon Gamliel, Amar, see the parsha zushe te yoker mikan fite kosev bimikoma. Ultimately, it'll be removed from here, and it'll be written in its appropriate place. Now, we still haven't described why it's written over here, but it was not the appropriate place, as we saw in the Tanakama, who disagreed with Rebbe. That follows the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. And now the Gemara fleshes out why. V'loma kasvakan, why is it written here? K'dei lahafsik ben peranos rishona v'peranos shnia. Because we want to give a break between two different tragedies that occurred to Klal Yisrael. Gemara explains. Maihi, what is the first, what are the peranios? Vayehiyam kimisonim. Right before that, it describes the misonim in Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Hey. We have the parsha of Vayehi ben Saharon. The second pranios is Vayehiyam kimisonim. That is that Klal Yisrael was complaining, and they were complaining about the fact that they didn't have meat, and we have the parsha of the Slav. Peranos Rishona, what's the first Peranos? That's also in that parasha. However, before that, in Perek Yud, we have, as the Gemara describes, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, and they traveled from Har Hashem. Now there, that's Perek Yud Pasuk Lame Gimel, and there really seems to be an innocuous Pasuk. However, what does the Pasuk say, first of all? Before Chazal's drasha, Vayisu mehar Hashem derech shlosh yamim, Va'arom bris Hashem nosei lefneim derech shlosh yamim, lasu lehem menucha. It seems to simply say that the Aron was in front of them. However, Chazal darshan, Vam Rabbi Chama, Ber Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chama, son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Shesaru me'acharei Hashem. They turned away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara asks, Veheichan Mikoma, and what is the appropriate place to have the parsha of Ahi ben Sarah Aaron, that it was moved in between these two Puranios. Amar Ravashi b'degalim. Ravashi answered in the parsha that discusses the flags of Klal Yisrael, how they encamped, which can be found in the Psukim right before Vayisu Mehar Hashem, towards the beginning of Perek Yud. Iboilu, Hagilyonin shel Sefer Torah. If you have parchment of the Sefer Torah, Rashi explains that right now we think about parchment that is entirely clean, rubbed out from any ksav. Matzilin osam apnei adleika, oei matzilin osam apnei adleika. Do you save it due to a fire or not? Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Sefer shah Torah shebala. Im yesh bo lelakei shmon v'chamish osios. We learned in yesterday's daf, towards the bottom of Kuf Tesvav on the base, that if there is 85 letters, which is actually the amount of letters in Vayihi ben Sarah, if there's 85 letters, kegom beparsh Vayihi ben Sarah, matzilin, vilmav ein matzilin. Vamai, why would we say if it's less, you're not matzil, typically mishum gilyon d-day? What about the fact that it has the parchment, and since it has the parchment, so then in such a case, one might have thought that you should save it due to the parchment. It must be that the parchment itself has no significance. Answers the Gemara, that's not a full raya. Bolo shani. If it's decayed, then it's worse. Maybe just the parchment alone you would save. However, when it's decayed, only if there are letters, 85 letters, do you save it. The Gemara attempts another strong proof. Tashma. Sevetor shenimchak. Sevetor that was erased. Im yesh bolo lakeid. Shmonim v'chamish osios, that you could gather together 85 letters, could go on parish tzvayim and sarah on matzilin. Then you would save it. V'im lav, ein matzilin, but if not, you don't save it. V'amai, tepiklei mishum gilyoin, didei. What's the issue of whether it has 85 letters? What about the parchment itself? So we see that the parchment itself you don't save. Explains the Gemara, no. Mokum aksav lo kami bayle. Where it was written on the parchment, that wasn't a question. The only kedusha of the parchment is because of the letters that are on top of it. Once the lettering is gone, so then the kedusha falls away. But when do I have the shayla? All of these areas, the interim areas where there is no writing, so, would you save those interim areas? Asks the Gemara, "Tepik le'mishum ahu." But we should decide, because of it, that even if there's less than 85 letters, if we're going to say we take into account the interim space, you should save it because of it. Asks the Gemara, "The guy is vishadi." The only time we have a shayla is if that area has been cut off. However, if the interim area in between the parshios and so on are with the ksav, then the only thing that's significant is the ksav. However, our shayla is, what happens if it's been cut off, these interim areas? Do you save them or don't you? Toshma, hagalyonu shel malu v'shel matah shmein parshel parshmein dach l'daf shem t'chil sefer shem b'sof ha-sefer mitamin esa yadayim. They have the gzera midrabon mitamin esa yadayim. If you recall, we learned earlier in our mesechta on daf yudalad amin aleph, that there is a gzera midrabanan that sifrei kodesh are mitame es hayudaim. The Gemara says because people were storing truma there, it was bringing mice who were devouring the svarim as well. So they created tuma so people wouldn't want to put tuma over there. Bottom line is, we see that that area also contracts tuma. We see it's considered part of the sefer Torah. Answers the Gemara, dilma aga sefer Torah shani. Maybe when it's adjoined to a Sefer Torah, so then in such a case, it contracts Tumah. However, by itself, independently, it's not considered a Sefer Torah. Tashma gulyon v'sifrei minim. If you have parchment and the Sefer of Apikarsim, ein masilin osam pnei adleika, el nisrafim mekoman, hein v'askor osehen. It's destroyed. There's a mitzvah to destroy Sefer Minus. Now, what's interesting here is gulyonin. My lav gulyon Sefer Torah. That it seems the parchment of the Sefer Torah doesn't have chashivas. Rambam writes, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, you're not allowed to burn. It's an Issur D'oraisa to burn Sefer Torah. So it must be that it doesn't have the status. It says the Gemara, Loi, Golyon in the Sifrei Minim. We're talking about the parchment of Sifrei Minim.
says the Gemara, Hashi Sifrei Minim Gufayu Ematzin Gilyonim Iboy. If we learn that the halacha is a Sifrei Apikorsis itself, you don't sell, save. So certainly Gilyonim Iboy. Certainly, we need to say that Stam Parchment. You certainly don't say that. Hachi Kamer. Rather, says the Gemara, this is what it says: a Sifrei Mina Harehein Kigilyonim Gufa. Excuse me. Harehein Kigilyonim Sifrei Apikorsis are like Gilyonim. In other words, there's no reason to save them. Stam parchment, there's no reason to save on Shabbos. So too, Sifrei Apikorsis is no reason to save. Now we put the period. Gufa. Hagul Yonim Sifrei Minim Ematzin Olson. Mipnei Hadleika. They're not saved. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bechol. During the week, Koydor Es Haskar Shabem Vigonzin. You cut out the Shemos Hashem. They aren't dragged along with the Srefa. Vahashar Sofrim. But everything else is supposed to be burnt. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon had a strong expression. Ekapeach es bonai, I will bury my son. In other words, I make a shvua by the life of my son. Shim yavo li yodi shani esraf osam es askaros shabhen, that I will burn the Sifrei Apikorsis with the askaros. Shafilu odam rodef achrav lahargo v'nachash ratz la'kisho nichnes lebeis avodazara. If someone is running after you to kill you, you would first run into a base of Avodah Zarah rather than run into the house of Amin. Shehalalu makirin v'kofrin. Because when it comes to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're not aware and they're kofrin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, they're more innocent than the fact that they're serving with Avodah Zarah. Va'alalu, however, in regards to Apikorsim, ein makirim. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah are not makir v'kofrin. The first line was, Shalalu makirim v'kofrin, that's referring to the Apikorsim. Shalalu makirim v'kofrin, va'alalu ein makirim v'kofrin. Va'alein hakos of Omer. In regards to meaning, the Pasuk in Yeshayo says, Va'achar hadeles v'amzuzah samtiz v'chronech. That behind the doors, they were kofar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kal v'chomer, u'malatzes bein ish l'ishtar amar Torah. When it comes to making peace between husband and wife, when the husband thinks that the wife is a sota, the amar Torah shemi shenichta b'kedusha yimacha al mayim halolu, yimacha al mayim, excuse me, should be erased on the waters of the Mesota. Halolu, when it comes to these meanim, certainly, my name should be erased in their svarim, and the fact that I have my name inside of their svarim, don't cut the names out, as was suggested by Rabbi Yossi. V'aleim omer David, and on this David in Tilim Kuflam it has said, Halo misanecha Hashem esna, those who hate Hashem I hate, uviskom mecha eskotat, and those who stand up against him, I will fight against. Tachlis sinna sneisim la'oivim hayali. The ultimate hate I had for them. Ukeshem shem matzilin osam pnei adleika. And just like we don't save the svarim from a fire, kachem matzilin osam. And we also don't save them, lo min ha'mapolas, neither from a falling debris or rocks, v'lo min ha'mayim, v'lo midavar ha'ma'abdein, and not from the plague. Yosef Bar Chanan me Rabbi Avo. Yosef Bar Chanan asked of Rabbi Avo, Hani Sifri Devei Avidon. Rashi explains that any time that Apikorsim disagreed with Torah, they were referred to as Bar Avidon. Matzilin Osam Epnei Adleika Oe Matzilin. Do we save them from the fire or not? In Velo. Sometimes he said yes, and sometimes he said no. V'rafi biyadei. And he was weak in answering this question. Sounds like Gemara is saying that Rabbi Avo waffled on this question. Rav lo azol be'avidin, v'kol shekein l'bei nitzrafi. Rav did not go to be'avidin because he was afraid, the Mefarshim learned, that he was going to be killed there. Certainly, v'kol shekein l'bei nitzrafi, he didn't go to this place of Avodah Zarah. Shmuel lebei nisufi lo azil, lebei avodin azil. However, he did go to bei avodin. Amru le lerava, my time lo asis lebei avodin. Why the apikorsim asked the Rava, don't you go to bei avodin? Amru lehu, Rava said, dikla planya ika beurcha. That there is a palm tree, it belongs to someone along the way. Vikashali, and it's difficult to go. Nekre, they asked him, let us uproot it. Duchte kashali, Rava again made an excuse for himself. It's hard for me to go on the way. Bar of Yosef Amar, Ana, Minayu Ana. I recognize them. I know how to speak to them. Velo Mustafim Minayu, and I'm not afraid of them. Zimna Chada Asal Balasikune. However, the Gemara adds, at one time he went, and despite the fact of his confidence, they tried to kill him. The Gemara continues with another story with Minim. Ima Shalom, that was the name of a woman. Debaisu de Rebbe Eliezer, the wife of Rebbe Eliezer. Achte de Rebbe Gamliel. Havai, she was the sister of Rebbe Gamliel. Havahu, philosophia. Very similar to the word philosopher. Havu philosopher bishuvase. There was a min in the neighborhood. Davashakil shma. That his reputation went out, the lo mekabel shochta, that he doesn't accept bribes. Bo lachuche be. Rabbi Gamliel and his sister wanted to make fun of him. Aile le sharga de dava. She went in, Ima Shalom went in with a candelabra of gold. Va'azul kame. And they came in front of this min. Amr le. Ima Shalom said to the philosoph, "Ba'ina d'niflugi li b'nichsei d'vei nashi." Rabbi Gamliel and I want to divide the nechasim of our father. Amr lehu plogu. So he said, "Divide." Amr le. Rabbi Gamliel said to the philosoph, "Ksiv lan mekom bra brato loseres." Doesn't it say? It says in our Torah that if there is a son and a daughter, the son inherits, not the daughter. Amr le. Since the time that you went out of into Golos from your land, then the Torah of Moshe has been taken away, another Sefer has been taken in its place. Uksiv Bey, and it says in their Torah, Bro Varta Kichadu Yarson, they inherit together. Lamachar, the next day, Rabbi Gamliel brought a chamor of lub, of Libya, that we learned about in the earlier prakim, Behemiyotis, that is one of the most choshev donkeys as a bribe, the Cadillacs of donkeys. Amelahu, shvilis the sefer de sifra. Amelahu, then all of a sudden he changed his psak. He said, shvilis the sefer de sifra. I looked into my svarim of Gapi Korsum. Uksivets written inside of it. Anolo mifchas min araisa de Moshe asise. Not to change anything from the Torah of Moshe. Vilolos viala raisa de Moshe asise. And not to add anything of the Torah of Moshe. Uksiv beni reported the exact opposite. Bimkom bra bartalotiris. That a son is the sole inheritor. Remember, Rabbi Gamliel gave him the bride. Amralei, Ima Shalom said to Nahar Nahirich Kisharga, the candle is shining bright. In other words, the truth of the Shochet has come through. Amrala Rabbi Gamliel, Asa Chamaru Uvtash Lisharga. Said Rabbi Gamliel, the donkey came and he pushed to the side the candelabra. In other words, the candelabra's din wasn't important to him. The Shochet was more important. The Gemara now begins a new topic, analyzing our last line of the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Vav Amin Aleph. Turn back to the Mishnah, where we learned the halachos of which Kisvei Kodesh could be saved and which not. According to one opinion in the Gemara, a Targum, which was not supposed to be written of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, could not be saved. However, the halacha is that it requires Geniza. And then the Mishnah concludes, "Mipnei Mayin Karim Behen." And why don't we read of these Ksuvim Mipnei Bittel Beis Medrash? The Gemara is going to explain that what that means. What does it mean they didn't read it, and why? Amar Rav Lo Shana L'Bizman Beis Medrash. What we were discussing is the time during the Beis Medrash. Rashi explains that that means the Zman of the Beis Medrash means the time that the Chacham was Doresh, that the Chacham was teaching. But in general, of course, you could read the Ksuvim.
then you're allowed to read it. Ushmuel Amar Afilu Shlo Bezman Beis Medrash Ein Karin. Shmuel says you can't read it as well even when the Chacham is not darshaning. What's the reason for that? So that we will see later on in the forthcoming Gemara. The Gemara first challenges Shmuel to set up the reasoning. Eini, va Narda asri de Shmuel. Narda was the place where Shmuel was Rav. Uben Narda, pasik sidra b'ksuvim b'minchas of the Shabbos. They were learning ksuvim during mincha of Shabbos. Ella says, Gemara, iat mar hachi itmar. This is why it should be said differently than we recorded earlier. Amar Rav, loy shanel al b'makom beis medrash. When do we say they shouldn't read ksuvim? That's at the time the Rav is darshening. Avol shalom b'makom beis medrash, current. But if it's not during the time, then you can read. Shmuel Amar Bein Mekom Beis Medrash Bein Shlom Mekom Beis Medrash. Both times you're not supposed to. Why? Bizman Beis Medrash Ain Korin. During the time Beis Medrash is Pashut because Rav is Darshing. Shlom Bizman Beis Medrash Korin. But during the time that's not the Beis Medrash, then you can read. However, Shmuel said that the Isser is, and this is where Shmuel had been misquoted earlier, is during the Rav's Drasha, it's Isser Bimkom Beis Medrash, whether you're sitting in front of the Rav, Bein Shalom Bimkom Beis Medrash. However, Bizman Beis Medrash ain't Korin, Shalom Bizman Beis Medrash Korin. But during the time Beis Medrash, then you can read. Analyze the Gemara of Azar Shmuel, Tamei Shmuel's consistent, according to his opinion, Dimid Arda, in Nardah, Pasuk Sidur, the Ksum Minchas of the Shabbos, they would read it during the afternoon, because that was not the time of the Rav's Drasha. Ravashi Yomar Lalim Kedamra Meikara. Really, we will say, like we had said earlier, that Shmuel prohibited it at all times. Ushmuel Ki Rebbe Nechemya. But Rabbi, then the reason for Shmuel is because he held like Rabbi Chen. The signs we learned in a brisa. Even though we learned, Rabbi Chen is of the opinion that we're not supposed to read ksuvim. However, you're not supposed to be kore. Avol shonim ben v'darshim behem. But you're allowed to review it and use it in drashos. The Gemara here is a little bit vague. If you can't read it, then what does it mean you're allowed to be Doresh? So Rashi explains it mean, or Shonin, even more vague. So Rashi explains that Shonin means that you're able to learn the Midrashim on the Ksuvim. You're not supposed to learn the Ksuvim themselves, but the Chazals on it you can. In other words, the Ksuvim themselves, it seems, were too unclear, and Reb Nechemya felt that you shouldn't learn directly from them. If you need a particular pasuk, you're allowed to look into it. The reason why you can't read from Kisvei Kodesh, Shtarei Hedyotos are prohibited to read. There is a big discussion what Shtarei Hedyotos are. Take a look at Tosas. We will go with Rashi. Tosas has a long arichos about this. Rashi says Shtarei Hedyotos are calculations or even letters, communications. They're prohibited to read on Shabbos because Mimtzoch Fatzecha O Daber Dovar, that what a person is supposed to occupy themselves on Shabbos, the Pasuk Yeshayo says, is supposed to be different than during the week. And the way we emphasize it is we even prohibited Ksuvim. So if people would know that it's Asur to read Ksuvim, certainly they would not get involved with Shtarei Hedyotos. Bezer Hashem, we will conclude our daf early in Kuf Tev Zayin Mabez. We hope tomorrow will be a longer daf. It's quite late. It's 1 in the morning. So I'm giving myself a liberty. I ask Mechila from my Talmidim and friends who are listening. We conclude by the Mishnah on the first wide line by Kuf Tez Zayin on the base. Bezer Hashem, I hope early tomorrow morning to record the halacha.